Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us here today for this very important briefing on an ongoing investigation into a homicide that occurred early this morning on South Ogden Street, along with some other activity that has taken place in the region. Before we go any further, I want to acknowledge the presence of Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright, Deputy Commissioners Patrick Overdorf and Joseph Fahey, Chief of Detectives Craig Macy. I'd also want to thank Lovejoy District Council Member and Buffalo Common Council President Brian Bowman for joining us as well. And I'd like to welcome him to the podium to say a few words right now.
Thank you, Mayor. And I just wanted to be here to, say that this is, a terrible incident, unfortunate morning, not a normal morning in our community in the Lovejoy District. But I have been working closely with the Buffalo Police Department, and they have been very much on top of this incident. To my knowledge, they're working with multiple different agencies to bring this issue to a resolution. I want to, make sure that the public stays alert, stays aware. If you're seeing something, make sure that you're calling 911, and if you're seeing anything. But we are very much on top of this, and we want to see this come to a successful resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. With that being said, and for some particulars on the situation and what's going on, I'd like to welcome to the podium right now Chief of Detectives Craig Macy.
Thank you, sir. Shortly after midnight last night, Buffalo Police responded to a shooting call of a person shot in the 600 block of South Ogden Street in the city of Buffalo. That investigation was quickly turned over to the homicide unit, where a female victim, a 44-year-old female victim, succumbed to her wounds. At about 10 o'clock this morning, we released a Crime Stoppers poster of a person that we believe is a person of interest and is involved in this case. So we would like to ultimately get in touch with him and have him into custody. The female victim ultimately died from her wounds, and that case is ongoing. We currently have multiple agencies. As the council president said, we have multiple agencies working with us to have this case come to a quick resolution. After that, I'll turn that over to the mayor for any follow-on questions and or guidance.
Yeah, I just want to thank Commissioner Wright, the deputy commissioners, and Chief Macy for their quick action, as well as the men and women of the police department this morning responding quickly and moving into action. Obviously a horrific incident that took place, and I'm looking to bring this to resolution quickly. So with that, we can open it to any questions.
What do we know about the suspect?
So the suspect is Ricky Crouch of Buffalo. He is born in 1976. He's a 49-year-old male. He is African-American. He is previously in a domestic relationship with the victim. And the information we have received during this investigation lead us to want to talk to him.
What more can you tell us about the past domestic history with the victim, or just in general with the suspect?
Yep, thank you. So there was a incident in May where the suspect was arrested with a handgun during a burglary of the victim's house. He was arrested by Buffalo Police, taken into custody. Shortly after that, he was released, and then shortly after that, there was a criminal contempt arrest made by Buffalo Police when the suspect in the homicide allegedly violated that order of protection, at which point he was released again. With both of those cases, there was one case where he was released on his own recognizance, and the second one, he had a $50,000 bail. The DA's office requested that he was not released.
Was he not on parole when he was arrested with that gun for a previous homicide?
So the suspect has a previous homicide conviction, and he has he was released early off of parole in 2023, and so he was not on parole at the time of this homicide.
Does that raise concern with the LFR?
Yeah, obviously. I can tell you this, that for the past 4 or 5 years, I've been very vocal about things that have taken place at the state level when it comes to bail reform. You know, I think none of us can argue that there's adjustments that need to be made to the criminal justice system here in the country. But some of the steps that were taken by the state legislature 4 or 5 years ago have made it very difficult on law enforcement, made a lot of neighborhoods unsafe. This is a gentleman who has a previous homicide conviction, who was paroled early, has an issue from the second week of May, where he was, bail was set, he got out, he violated an order of protection, and was arrested again a couple days later, and was released on his own recognizance. And where you have a district attorney's office that was asking for him because he was obviously seen as a threat to be held, but he wasn't. And I think that's a large problem, and something that I've been very clear about over the course of the past 4 or 5 years, that some of the steps that were taken in 2020, 2021 have to be reversed.
The incident that happened in May, the domestic violence-related incident, is that the same victim from the homicide?
They are, ma'am. All three incidents.
Were any children around?
I don't want to get into family members that were present.
In terms of the victim's family members, did you verify them or come back on the station line?
So the homicide unit has been in contact with the victim's family that was present last night. In about an hour, we will be releasing her name. We're just making sure that everybody else in the family is aware of this situation and the ongoing investigation.
And the cause of death?
Gunshot wounds. On her body.
If the Buffalo Police has put the information out, if they see anything, please make sure that they're calling. We want to bring this to resolution as quickly as possible. Obviously, this is a person with a history here that has to be considered a threat to the public, and want to make sure that we bring this to resolution quickly. So if you see anything, please make sure you're reaching out to the Buffalo Police Department Crime Stoppers to make sure that you're forwarding that information.
Is he known to frequent any specific area of this district? I know this happened.
I think we want to be very careful about releasing any of that information. Obviously, ongoing investigation, looking for this gentleman. So I want to be very careful about what we're putting out.
I think there was a shooting about 10. Mm-hmm. About 2 hours later this morning, about 10 minutes from the Ogden location. Do you really believe that he was involved in?
We are currently working with another agency, specifically Cheektowaga, to investigate the connection between that suspect having done the homicide and going into Cheektowaga and being involved in a shots fired related incident there.
Does the suspect reside at that residence?
No.
Well, thank you everyone for coming out. And again, to the public, if you see anything, please make sure you are reaching out and relaying any information that you see related to the situation that the Buffalo Police has put out this morning.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.